I want to know. It was said on Perpetual Williams post, and it made me feel poignant and a bit emotional, I suppose. So I thought I'd ramble about it. So there's no one else to ramble to. When there's no reply, or to be more precise, no answer, the feeling of wanting to know is almost painful. To be denied an answer can be quite as bad as any goodbye. But the pain goes on and on and on, because no answer ever came, and hoping for one becomes some kind of madness. I mean, love, it's a type of obsession, isn't it? And it's loss. And the following hopelessness is surely the deepest of all madnesses. I think that's why people are afraid of calling after a brief encounter or a relationship ghosting. None of us wish to lose our fingernail grip and descend into such a mournful insanity. So I cope by telling myself it's only because they have no idea how much they are loved. So it isn't their fault for not understanding. They weren't to know I was telling the truth, and I truly adored the way we spoke, and the flirts we shared, and the intimacy, and all that was as great as if we had touched. We fell asleep. How could such a brief fire burn into me with the intensity of hell? They never knew it was not merely playful and silly, that each giggle was a bubble of joy that came up upon me from having felt. How could they understand I hid inside subtleties and self-deprecation? They were my ways of priming my soul to be disappointed again. It wasn't their fault, since disappointment only comes from expectations that I've no right to. Expectations I should not have considered, or hoped, or even placed in my mind. Hope was the cause of such thoughts, imagining how things can be, how things could be. It's what hooks and pulls and tears at our souls. It's what screws us up. deeply philosophical. If life isn't torture, then why are we here? Put on earth to see who copes and who fails. It must be to test us, to see who might ascend to another world, another, you know, what's it called? Plane of existence. Or reincarnation, maybe. But what if heaven is not separate, but here? Here in those moments of acceptance, love and honesty. What if when we feel we're in heaven, we really are? Is love then truly the face of God? And that would mean hate and self-harm are the face of evil and the devil himself. The only fallen angel being, your own reflection in a mirror. The devil makes work for idle hands, I was always told as a child. Indeed, I really believe it does. Because if I were busy and working and struggling to merely stay alive, and then too tired to stay awake at night, I wouldn't think these things. There wouldn't be any time to overthink and harbour these, you know, evil thoughts. I think of them as evil. The ones that pain me, and the thoughts I mean, the ones that I hate, the ones that feel like a cruel, blunt knife twisting. Where I need to do some bad thing, some vicious thing to rid myself of them. Yet, there, in the warmth of the sun, is a pleasant memory. The wide smile of someone I loved once. A young man who was my first kiss. Like an angel touching my heart for the first time. As the babies who grew inside me, filling me with love. And then a brighter brightness shining right into the distance, an old memory of a mother, the same one who warmed me when I was cold and warned me when I was foolish. And there deep black oil of sadness made from tears that condense, pitiful tears of self-pity. I can drag you in like a quickening mire of thickest tar. Getting a bit poetic there. If I choose to think dark, saddening thoughts, then I give my strength and my power and my love and my heart and soul to that pit. If I choose, though, to use my strength to get back on my knees and to stand up, wobbly, shaken. Will I be warmed again? What will be waiting for me? Will it be some love that fills this empty hole? If I think positive, is there still a chance? I think so. I think there is, yes. I know. Because each time in my life that I felt like throwing myself away, there's been someone. Someone, it took me a while to notice. But they were reaching out a hand. A friend who was running away but decided not to. Maybe it was me that was running away. The bird that wakes me each morning didn't sing by my window this last week. Does that mean then that I'm unworthy? It saddened me. Worried me a bit. But no, it just means he was busy building a nest. Probably. And when no answer comes, it's not because I'm me. It's just because they are busy being them. So I tell myself, never hate them or curse them. Just love them, because it's all you ever have any bloody control of anyway. That's for you, for listening. It's my nice, silly ramble.